Is it still a truce if people keep dying? A ministry aid team in Iraq shares their encounter with a Kurdish officer. And why don't problems in Haiti get any better? We'll tackle these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Since Ukraine signed a truce with pro-Russian separatists, 331 people have died. So is there really a truce or not? Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock.
When the truce first started, there was even a flow of people returning to the cities. And a matter of days later, there was that same flow of traffic leaving those cities once again, recognizing the conflict was continuing in those areas.
With winter coming, SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund resources local pastors to provide what's needed. They're seizing every gospel opportunity.
Much of these people left literally children, not even with socks on their feet. Part of what we're doing through the Crisis Evangelism Fund now is helping some of these families with winter clothing.
First, educate yourself about what's going on there. Our website can help you there. Then, here are a couple of things you can do to help.
Pray for a tremendous revival among the people of eastern Ukraine, a tremendous revival in Russia and Ukraine. Secondly, pray that God continues to lead people to give so that we're able to help the people as they enter into winter.
Next, the cruelty of the Islamic State terror group has led to unprecedented openness to Christ in Iraq. That much became obvious when a relief team ran into a colonel from the Kurdish forces. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, says the commander summed it up this way. Arabs who claim to be religious Muslims have sent nothing but terrorists. Those who follow Christ have sent love, peace, and goodness to people every day. The full story is at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. They say lightning doesn't strike twice, but what about cyclones? Cyclone Hudhud made landfall on India's east coast yesterday, exactly 1 year to the day of Cyclone Phelan. Lindsay Ackerman of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says they partner with believers affected by both storms.
Many people live in homes that are made of mud or of straw, or perhaps they're just in tents. Nothing that could ever stand up to the strength of a storm.
As Mission India's partners recover from Cyclone Hudhud, they're going to need your prayers. Pray for safety and that they'll have a chance to introduce their neighbors to Christ.
Stepping forward in prayer really gives such comfort and strength, especially to believers there, and that gives them the strength then to minister to others in their community who are affected and to encourage them and walk alongside them.
Visit us online to find more ways to help through Mission India. We turn next to Ghana, where an AMG leader is solely focused on raising up the next generation to lead. Dr. Ohene Kumi teaches at a Bible institute, holds leadership training seminars, teaches the how-tos of Vacation Bible School, and is basically a whirlwind of evangelistic energy. His investments are planting seeds of the gospel throughout Ghana. He shares a personal letter in the story we posted at missionnetworknews.org. Read it and catch the excitement. And it's easy to see the amount of physical need in Haiti. It's the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. Healthcare's lacking, and many villages don't even have clean water. But no amount of money will save Haiti. Starfish founder Steve Edmondson says the battle is spiritual.
We put a lot of stock and need to put a lot of stock in the power of God.
On the Haitian island of Loganoff, Starfish empowers people with a twofold approach. While caring for physical needs like clean water and healthcare, Starfish workers establish and cultivate friendships. These lead to conversations about Jesus and his salvation.
When people just pray in general and pray consistently, the things we do day to day are made more effective because God is in it. I can tell you and I can give you examples of how things have happened that we cannot explain by human terms.
Read about them at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer that we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.